Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
So you are the last surviving member of your family. So you think. Suddenly, this goofball, real kind of gummy-faced fucking Brit comes out of your 23 and me, and is like, turns out your whole family isn't dead because you have a whole nother family who lives in England and we're basically like fucking billionaires. Will you come to this wedding? Everyone wants to meet you. It's going to be great. You get there and it's awkward as hell. You're like, you know, the fish out of water. You're American. You're the only person of color there. You're like the spectacle, basically. But the master of the house is like not related to you, but he's like just sniffing around you at every corner. Everywhere you go, he's kind of like really into you. And then he starts like putting fancy dresses in the wardrobe of your room. He like knocks on your door late at night and does that thing where he's got his back facing the door when you open it and then like turns over his shoulder dramatically. And hey, there's this big like coming out party where there's like fireworks and fancy tea lights and stuff like that. And the other, like, your girl cousins are like really mean to you because they think you're like coming in and stepping on their shit. And but the boy takes you away, the master of the house takes you away into like the greenhouse and is like looking at you. And you guys kiss, right? And it's really good. And there's literal fireworks when you kiss. And then you have sex. And then the next day, he asks you to marry him. And you're like, haha, wouldn't that be crazy? And he's like, marry me. And then he's like, there's a dress in your cupboard right now. What do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick.
Okay, I got a question. Is this guy like comically hot? Like so attractive, it almost looks wrong?
His jaw gets so chiseled when he smiles, it looks like it's going to break the fucking windows in the room around
him. It's not
even
dimples. It's like his face has just indentations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got great musculature.
Yeah. He looks like it's like a cartoon man's face.
Yes.
Like a cartoon pilot.
But hot.
It looks like a cartoon pilot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and also there's like kind of weird shit happening all around, right?
The whole thing is weird.
Yeah, very weird.
It's shot very weird.
It's shot very lushly, gothic-y.
Yes, like gothic, like tense.
Yeah,
like you get your nails done and it feels very intense, like someone's going to murder you.
Yes.
Your nails done.
Yeah.
What is this? I don't know it.
This is I didn't know this was out.
Oh yeah.
Is it good?
It's fucking awesome.
It's really
I figured
good.
It would be great.
It's called The Invitation.
Ah.
Now yeah. And it's like a
Dracula story.
Okay.
Spoiler.
Yeah,
sorry.
Big spoiler, but it's a Dracula story.
How is it a spoiler? You can tell from the fucking.
No, because even if you knew it was a vampire movie, you don't know it's a Dracula specific movie.
Oh, I was using Dracula.
That boy is Dracula.
I would also say, if you don't know anything about this movie and you're watching it, you don't know. There's not enough hints that it's vampires until you reveal that it's vampires. I knew because I had seen the trailers.
Yes, the trailers,
The trailers give it away, but like the movie doesn't even hint at vampires. I mean, there is the scene with where her nails get done and she her cuticle gets cut. And so she's bleeding a little, and one of the cousin sister wives people, the brides of Dracula, sucks her finger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's the biggest hint.
But even that, that's after a couple of people have gotten got. So like we see like kind of how they hunt. We don't know they're vampires yet, but it's like that's like an escalation of giving you more clues.
But I think I say no to this proposal. This is too fast.
What if you just say yes as a joke?
Then you're going to have to marry him at the ceremony.
You know what you do? You go, LOL, oh my God, yes. I love this idea. You keep him thinking that. This is what you always do. If some psycho has you in their house, and I'm not saying there's a right way to be a victim, but if there's someone scary and they're like, look at this grand thing that I've done for you, right? Be it ring on your finger, be it elaborate like corpse, like demonstration. You go, I love it so much. Thank you so much. Right. And then they are lulled into a complacency and then you wait and then you run. But you never freak out at the top because then they will try to capture you.
Do you put on the dress?
I'm afraid something's magic with that dress. I don't want to put it on. Is something magic with that dress?
Not the dress specifically. Okay. He just buys her a lot of banging dress, dresses.
Haven't you been wearing those dresses already?
Yeah.
Okay, so
he gets you a dress before you even like kiss him.
Really?
Like before it's even really romantic between you, he buys a dress.
Honestly, ride it out.
From the driveway when she walks up.
Yeah, when they run in the, but it's from the driveway. It's not like they haven't even had the like conversation where he does the turnaround in the door. And
that's really funny that he knocks on the door but then turns around and then.
I assume that's what hot guys do. They knock and then they turn to wait.
To wait.
They like lean against the door frame.
And then they're like, very cavalier.
So it can be a cool pose.
Yes. Honestly, I think it's about the hottest thing you can do after you knock. Because otherwise, what are you doing? You're going to knock and then.
Yeah, just standing there and waiting.
Like so then, some bum. Yeah.
Then what if you decide you're standing too close to the door and you like take a little baby step
and then they
back,
open it right as they
then, and you're like, and looking at your own feet and
also,
shit?
Also, you don't want to seem like
knock,
a simp.
Turn, lean on the door frame.
Yeah, okay. You want to be alpha.
And like. They're like,
you want to send someone ahead of you.
Up. Yeah. Like you want your eyes to take them off guard.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And his eyes will.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because he's extremely handsome.
The other option is
like
to just
it
like.
It looks
really
like a caricature of a handsome person.
Yeah.
He's that handsome.
It's nuts how hot this guy is.
He's like very hot, but it's almost too hot. Like if you saw him in person, you'd be like, it's like grotesque how hot you are.
Yeah. It's like, give it a rest. We get it. You're hot.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, she's not bad either. She's like, she's stunningly beautiful next to anyone
else.
She's
from Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's playing an American.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
In this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's British, though.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I can't remember her name on
Game of
Thrones.
No, it's like Missandei, but it's not.
It's Missandei.
Is it?
Missandei.
Isn't that the Red Lady's name?
Melisandre.
No, that's Melisandre. That's Melisandre. So maybe, maybe Missandei is the character's name.
That sounds right.
I think you just be a bride of Dracula. Like, what's the big deal?
You have to eat people.
One of your sister wives is, like, really chill.
Yeah.
And the other one is kind of not cool.
Well, the original one, which, honestly, I think that's probably true in all... I mean, as a person who's never been in a sister wife situation, I'm going to say, I think in all situations...
You jive with some, you don't with others.
Well, no, the original is the worst. Because that original didn't sign on for... Right. Other people right away. That
even if they did sign on for like multiple people, that wasn't the reality when they started.
Yeah, it's like having siblings. You always remember when you were the oldest.
I was going to say, this is an interesting take coming from an eldest sibling.
Missandei.
Okay.
By Natalie Emanuel.
Yes, she's beautiful too.
She, of course, very beautiful. Yeah. Very, very beautiful.
And she's good, and it's a very campy, fun little movie.
That's fun.
Like, so what does she like figure it out? And then like, how does the Dracula try to convince her?
I would not call it figuring out.
Oh.
It's more like she's confronted with the reality of it.
She pieces it together at the end. She kind of does what Kelly said, where she's like, she gets married, and then when he's distracted by, oh, she drinks all his blood. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I remember that.
That's cool.
Yeah, she like, because like part of the wedding ceremony, mm-hmm. she has to drink some of Dracula's blood.
Right.
But she just fucking butt chugs it, so he's all weak and shit.
Butt chugging Dracula's blood.
She back. Does not literally butt chug it. There's a but words have meanings, Colin. Yeah. And butt chugging is a very specific act.
One of the sister wives holding up a funnel in a tube.
Yeah, she clamps her asshole on that thing and just goes to town. She's like, it hits harder that way.
Oh my god! Like fucking. What was sister wife about? One holding him upside down, blood pouring into the fucking beer bong while she's upside down.
What were we talking about? And though this is, I'm sorry, a little bit of a departure.
It's okay.
But we always used to be like, how much money would it take for you to butt chug? Oh, is it the water from the Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah, the water from the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay,
right.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, sorry.
Before or after taxes?
I mean, I think you could drink some of the, or butt chug some of the water in the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
I would say that my advice there would just be to not worry, darling.
There you go.
Okay.
You
okay.
should say
okay.
Don't.
Don't worry, darling.
Yeah.
We're doing behind the scenes ships.
Because
yeah.
the action behind the scenes of Don't Worry, Darling has been wild.
Elevated.
Okay. Elevated wild. Elevated wild. Olivia
Wilde. Oh, I get it. Harry Styles.
That's yeah. the one? Yeah.
That's the one. That's Harry the Styles.
Chris Pine is the winner.
Oh, yeah. Not knowing yeah. anything.
Oh, I think Nick Kroll's coming out of this thing smelling oh, yeah. like a fucking oh, yeah.
pretty,
bushel
pretty
of roses.
As yeah. well.
Did you see that the video we put on Twitter of like, it was Nick Kroll and someone else in like the limo showing up to
so
this? Like,
funny.
Nope, you don't recognize me. You don't, so
you don't care about me.
Yeah.
Awesome. Good work, Nick.
So there's a lot of stuff happening with this movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was like things unfolding, where it was like the casting choices, then the recasting, and then like what's his name? Shia LaBeouf left, or was he fired? And then right. there were like receipts, and then it was like Florence Pugh was like, I'm not going to do any press for this. I'm not even going to show up to this one thing. And
well, because she's mad about Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles because she's friends with Jason Sudeikis.
That's one. Here's the thing. These are all theories.
These are all theories.
Miss Flo is not telling us anything.
No.
Which is honestly,
her.
I respect her so much yeah. for not doing press releases about this.
I think she also comes out smelling like roses.
Honestly, she's the winner.
Yeah.
She also apparently did a really good performance in this movie, according to critics.
Sure.
So right. she did a great job and she's not getting in the muck. But that's one theory is uh-huh. that it was her friendship with Olivia's ex. Another, this I think was a rumor started by Harry Styles fans.
Okay.
That Florence Pugh took over some of the directing duties on set.
Because what?
Olivia Wilde was so wrapped up in her affair. I'm just repeating lies. I'm just repeating things I've heard.
I like that you are repeating lies you've heard. You say you expressly said lies that you've heard.
I think so.
We're spreading misinformation here on Same Day Shipping.
Yeah.
And then there was the spit that wasn't a spit.
Do we know that it wasn't a spit? It looks like a spit.
No. The
It would be insane if he did that.
It would be totally insane.
It would be completely insane. I think
Chris Pine just found his sunglasses.
Yeah.
Did I say
Chris
Pine? What did I say?
I'm a truther.
Did I say Chris Pine? Okay. Yeah. You're a truther in what
I'm
way?
A truther. And I think that Chris Pine got spit on, but he's a cool dude. And he was just like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
Why did he spit, though? You can't just say he spit. You need motivation.
I think Harry Styles grew up in a boy band and was not socialized like normal people.
Uh-huh.
So I think he thought he was doing something funny. Cute and funny. And it wasn't, but Chris Pine is too cool to let it ruffle his feathers.
See, I feel like Chris Pine was like doing a little bit by himself where he had misplaced his sunglasses.
But do you see,
realized he was sitting on them and was like, oh,
but Olivia Wilde is reacting too. Did
now,
you watch
she,
that? Yes.
I've she not
is
seen
reacting
her react.
Like,
we need to enhance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is Zoom
each
and a half.
Yeah.
We need to CSI this
figure
thing.
Figure it out. Yeah.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
But while we get to the bottom of the behind the scenes drama,
yeah,
we can do some behind the scenes ships.
Yay!
Yay! Colin, do you have a behind the scenes ship?
I sure do. Did you guys watch Only Murders in the Building?
Oh, yes, I did.
Isn't that a fun show?
What a fun show.
You know what? I like the show within the show, Only Murderers in the Building, hosted by Cinda Canning.
Mm-hmm.
But you know who's really making that show happen?
Who's that?
The person behind the scenes, Poppy White.
Yeah, Poppy is the key to the whole thing, one might say.
In more ways than one.
I know, I finished it. So good.
Okay, good.
Oh, I haven't finished it yet.
Well,
how do you feel about spoilers?
I don't care.
Poppy White is the so if you're not familiar, Poppy White is the producer's assistant for like the popular murder podcast.
She's got dark hair and glasses.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so Tina Fey's character is Cinda Canning, and she's producing like a spin-off show of Martin Short off of their show. And she's like downtrodden, and she's like very quiet and always standing three feet behind her, and like, you know, she picks like the cabbage out of her lunch and stuff, like all that sort of crap. She's very abused, but she needs to step up and step out and make something happen for herself. And I know
she would argue she's already doing, but go on.
Some may, but some might not be that far in the
oh, I see.
But there's someone else I know who's like that. Have you guys ever seen the 2000, it's like a Shakespeare adaptation. It's not Midsummer Night Dream. It's a different Shakespeare play, but they do Midsummer Night Dream in it.
Get Over It?
Get Over It. Yes.
Yeah, I don't Get Over
I've
It.
I've not seen Get Over
Cisco.
It.
With Cisco.
With Cisco. And Martin Short.
Yes, as the director of the play that they do.
Who has a bookish, quiet, downtrodden stage manager who he's constantly abusing and stepping over and not letting her speak, Jessica.
Okay.
And I think these two need to use the magic of, I don't know, Martin Short portals or however to be
a
in the same
portal.
A short portal.
A shortle. A Martin Shortle.
Shortle.
She takes the Martin Shortle and
you can use your subway card for that.
But New York, you have to like do the thing where you swipe it through.
Just jump the turnstile.
Yeah, man. Come on.
There's cops.
Nah, dude. If you get quick enough, no one can catch you.
Just be running around.
Just run. Just constantly run.
But I think these two need to like find each other and empower each other. And
do you think they're going to be able to empower each other though, or are they so used to being downtrodden that they'll just like? I think they need an alpha.
I think they'll be commiserating to the point where one of them's going to get pumped up. Perhaps Poppy will start getting some ideas and be like, I have to, like, you know what? We have to do something. And you know what I could use? A quiet, bookish assistant.
Poor Jessica.
Yeah.
She never gets to elevate.
Yeah, but then Poppy gets to become like a Cinda of her own making.
I like this.
Which is all she wants.
She idolizes her.
She just wants to have a successful murder podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I know what happens in the show.
What's that?
That she's behind it. She did.
She's behind what?
She did it.
She did what?
The murder in the building.
The only one?
The only murders in the building.
Only murders in
all the
building.
Only
murders in the building. That's a good ship, Carl.
Thank you.
The end of season two of Only Murders in the Building teases what season three could be. And the murder doesn't happen in the building.
Yeah.
Maybe they built a theater in the building. We don't know.
We don't know, but we're pretty sure.
It's just a new building, maybe. Only murders in the theater.
Oh,
only murders on stage.
Only murders in the building. It doesn't say what building, although it's pretty...
The building!
It's pretty explicit about what
the
building
Arconia
we're talking
is
about.
Kind of the key to the show.
Yeah.
Mogi, do you have a BTS ship?
Okay, so I think I've done ships from this show multiple times because it's one of my favorite shows of all time. It's a show. It's a Canadian show called Slings and Arrows. It's backstage at the New Burbage Theater Festival, which is essentially a Shakespearean festival. Each season they go through, have like a primary play that they do. The first season is Hamlet, second season is Macbeth, and the third is King Lear. And that kind of also shows like the arc of actors and in their lifespan in terms of performing. So there's lots of, it's all behind the scenes of these plays. It's a great show. It's Paul Gross is the lead, but the whole cast is amazing. And there's multiple ships that I have from it. But my favorite ship, I think, are two that it's not clear. They're definitely two elder gay best friends, but it's really not clear if they're roommates or if they're roommates.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Cyril and Frank, and they're just like two old biddies. They're great. They're so funny. They love each other, but they'll still give each other a little shit. Each episode or each season has a theme song. They sing the theme song. So
what?
Each season. So like the first season is cheer up Hamlet, cheer up Hamlet, puck up you melancholy dame. And it's amazing.
Oh, that's so cute.
Cyril and Frank sing it. But yeah, I really recommend that show and that couple.
That's just a very sweet
but
one.
But again, I don't know if they love each other romantically, but they definitely love each other as platonic life mates.
Oh.
Yeah.
Slings and Arrows?
Slings and Arrows. Highly recommend. I've got it on DVD. Anybody who's in this room wants to watch it, I can hook you up.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Anybody else, you probably have to like go find it where it's
streaming. We'll just tweet at Shippledip Show.
Tweet at Shippledip Media and mail. I'll see what I can do.
Tweet at Shippledip Show, but then also tag all of us individually so that we actually see it.
Yeah. Because that could live in an unknown territory for a while.
For a while, yeah. Or one of us logs into it and is like, oh, yeah.
Oh, look. Patrick, do you have a behind-the-scenes ship?
Yeah, so this is... I know we don't do real people.
Yes,
but
we
you're
do.
Gonna.
No, I'm not. I just want to bring something up. It's not my ship, but I just want to bring it up.
Okay.
All of the behind-the-scenes stories of Andre the Giant on the set of Princess Bride... where he was just like a binge drinking maniac and would take like Carrie Elwes and Mandy Patinkin like out for drinks for like nonstop drinks every night. And they had to like run away from him because he was making them drink too much. And they would blow entire days of shooting because like he just took them out. It's just so fucking funny to me.
I mean, he was literally drinking himself to death.
Yes. And
hilarious.
And he was 7.5 feet tall and like...
Oh, yeah. I mean, that like, with the tall person disease.
Yeah. He had tall person disease, had to drink a lot to feel anything.
Yeah.
Oh, my and was, God.
Jesus Christ.
No, but I mean, to feel a
been
lot.
Been there,
the effects
to feel alive. Yeah.
It's fun stories. You should read about
them. No, there's a book, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a really wonderful documentary. Mm-hmm.
Where do I see that?
HBO, right?
HBO, I think, yeah.
Okay, I will watch it.
Yes.
Really beautiful.
I love that movie. And that book is one of my favorite books.
Yeah.
The Princess Bride.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we don't ship real people. And also that's self-destructive. So, you know, maybe not best to actually ship it. So my ship is from 30 Rock. So I'm using the Tina Fey from the Only Murders in the Building. She has a little dalliance in one episode with the actor that they got to replace Josh. Danny.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
And it's just it's just like a weird series. Like I don't think we're ever to believe that they actually fuck, but like they just do weird things with like the back of her knees and
I remember that.
And Danny's excited about the weird underwear things that she has going on.
They're called Spanx.
Weird underwear things.
This is how he sets it up to Jack.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. And that's when Jack, of course, knows exactly what's going on. But that ship, that like 1 week that they have of fooling around after the show.
It's very funny. And the dynamic of Liz Lemon, just like she's half in it because it bothers Jack that she is using her power over a subordinate.
Right,
and he's like very much
like a pretty young thing.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like that's like a man's game. It's so fucking good.
Yeah, it's so good.
That's good.
It's just like them for a week or whatever until they stop.
Mm. That's great.
Kelly, do you have a behind the scenes ship?
Yes. This is another tangent, and it's not a ship, but it's just you talking about Martin Short made me think of there was this interview with him and Conan was interviewing him, and they were talking about the Jiminy Glick character.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And he was like, "Well, so what good. Do you think like he would be like in COVID?" And he was like, "He wouldn't know about COVID." And that was so funny to me that he would just like have no idea that COVID is happening.
Oh my God.
Okay.
And he would just be asking people, why are you wearing a mask?
Yeah.
I've noticed a lot of people covering up these days. Let your light shine.
Why aren't we in like a new era of Jiminy Glick? Like, I feel like we're ready for him.
I feel like it's an uncomfortable suit.
It's gotta be.
Martin Short gets to be himself on Only Murders.
Yeah. I was thinking about him. You know what? Here we go. I'll have two. I'll do a 1-2 punch because this is a non-romantic ship, but it's a Martin Short character, and it's that SNL sketch that was going around on Twitter recently of the brothers that are doing the male synchronized swimming.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of the funniest sketches. It's like 6 minutes long. It's so long. It's so funny. There's like a point where I forget who plays his brother, but like their dynamic is so funny. It's like one guy that's just like playing so straight, so serious, so like just like that naturalistic 70s acting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even though it was not in the 70s, but he's like, I think it's like late 70s, maybe early 80s that they're doing this, 81 or 82. But like they're doing like a on the couch interview. Well, first it opens with them doing their routine, and it's like Martin Short is in like full like life jacket, like nose plugs, like, and they're like in chest deep water and they're dancing, and then the other guy's just doing it like very serious and perfect, and then they cut to either like he's like, you know, it's really hard because like there literally is no male representation in synchronized swimming. In fact, it's not recognized by the Olympics, and so, you know, it's not going to be here maybe by 82. And then Martin Short goes, which is good because we'll need the time. and then he's like, yeah, right. We'll need the time, right? So, you know, but hopefully by then. And he keeps trying to talk to me. He's like, because I'm not a strong swimmer. I can't swim. But so it's just, and then it goes into a like proto Corky St. Clair character.
Yes.
Because what's his name? What is that? Oh my God. He did Mighty Wind. He did.
Oh, Christopher Guest.
Yeah, Christopher Guest does a proto Corky St. Clair character where he's like their choreographer for it. And it's funny. Like there's like so many quotable parts in that where he's like he just keeps trying to like really politely adjust Martin Short's character. And just like little things that he says, like he's like, all right, now you're pointing at each other. You're pointing at each other. And he's like, no, not like you're angry. Like, hey, you, I know you, I know you. But it's so, or like
the shit that comes out of Corky St. Clair's mouth.
It's amazing.
It's singular in like a way that like, it's not even clear how Christopher Guest can think that way.
Yeah. Well, and like he's so like paying attention to them because like you can tell some of the stuff obviously is improvised that's coming out of his mouth. Yeah. And like so he's having them, he's like, all right, let's do this. And he has them like be on their knees and pretend that they're canoeing. And they're in a dance room. Like,
right.
They're not in the water. And one of the brothers like kind of like slips and kind of touches his knee. And he's like, just the way he's like, and keep going. And he's like, oh, you know what? Yeah, that hurt. You'll wear new pads next time. Like just such like quick, short little things. Anyway, I think these brothers, because that's all the other thing is that like both brothers quit their jobs and are focusing on synchronized swimming full time. And that's like their dream. I think that they're very cute together, and I hope that they can take the Olympics. But it's very like just the little things, like they have like shots of the serious brother like doing his makeup really carefully, and then Martin Short's just staring in the camera directly down the barrel smiling. It's like, why? It's so funny. So that's one of my BTS ships, okay. Let's say. I just thought of that just now. But I do recommend watching that that sketch. It's very, very, very funny. And then, oh, shoot, I actually don't even remember what my other one was going to be. I got so crazy about that.
It got crowded out.
It got crowded out by Martin Short.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to say that one then. Dang, I can't remember.
Love it.
There was a ship that I couldn't remember really all of the details of. And I just want to know like what we thought about it. About towards the end of The Office, when the filmmaking crew, Kelly hates it, starts to like poke out from behind the camera and like this boom operator.
Yes. You're talking
and
about Pam?
And Pam.
What are we, why are we bringing this up?
What's your opinion of it, Patrick?
I don't know. I mean, mostly that
what?
I forget
don't
about
don't you
it.
Know?
What is there to know?
I mean, like, why is this, like, what is there to know?
So to me, actually, I am kind of on your page because here's the thing. I don't think her and Jim are suited.
No.
But I don't.
And she's going through, like, a tough fucking time.
Yeah, and he's a fucking predator.
Who?
Wait.
Jim?
This boom operator.
Wait, why?
She's going through a marriage problem, and he's inserting himself into her life.
He's just
no,
trying
he's
to be
a part of their life. He's been a part of their lives for the last 8 years.
Yeah, and then here's
and she's having marital problems, and he's a predator. He's coming
and she,
in,
and she goes, "Can we stop?" And then like calls to Brian.
Yeah,
he puts down the boom.
Yes, and he shouldn't be taking that role in his life.
But
if he was really her friend, he wouldn't be putting himself in that position in her life. It's
she's
completely
just going from-
crossing boundaries that he. If she can't hold up the boundary, he should hold up the boundary. There's
I don't
nothing
know.
Okay
I don't know.
I
don't agree.
I'm between these two camps, I just didn't like that they fucking introduced a new element to a show that was already going on too long.
Who's this guy?
A new character?
Is he going to run The Office?
God, they might as well have, man. They were fucking burning through it, man.
No, just bring Robert California back.
Okay, remember when I took that personality test and I was 95% Robert California?
Yeah,
never forget.
I think about it every day.
It's so sad.
This holds up, though.
What?
And
guys,
two relationships.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.